Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I have to talk to you about something that's taking place today that's become quite common with the internet and the deception that's always been part of New Age, blending in and mixing in with scripture to try to deceive people. Years ago, there was a popular book called The Secret, which really deceived a lot of New Agers to believe that they were Christians or Bible believers because scripture was used in these New Age concepts. And I'm here to tell you today that just because New Age teachers use biblical words does not make them biblical. And I also want to say, you know, many Christians are not familiar with these New Age traps and things like this, and it's not concerning to them. But where it is concerning is there are people that are learning, new people that are learning, and they like the idea of New Age things, but at the same time, they're curious about Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and they unfortunately find a teaching on this New Age / Christianity, and they fall for it. And then they go and get the wrong conception or understanding about who Yeshua really is and what the Bible really preaches. Now, I say this when it comes to the New Agers and speaking to New Agers. And if you disagree with anything I'm saying, if you're one of these people that have been deceived by this, put it in the comments, and I'm happy to discuss it with you if you're ready to do it in a mature way. But the thing is, we have to understand. I tell people, do you believe in creation or evolution? And that tells me a lot of where a person's thinking is, right? But I also say, do you believe in the Bible as the true written word of our Creator? And if anyone tells me on any different level, no, I do not believe the Bible is the written word. You know, some people will say, well, it's been corrupted. It's written by man and, you know, and God, you know, didn't write it, and all these reasons why they don't want to believe in the written text of Scripture. This is an eye-opener to where a person is, because we need to have guidelines in our lives or things in our lives to, so what are we going to believe in? What are we going to structure our life around? And if you're not using, let's say, the Bible, then you're using usually your own ideas and your own feelings. And that's the problem, because as well as we should resonate with what we're doing and show discernment, when it comes to accepting Yeshua, that's a choice. That's a choice. When it comes to living a certain way, that's a choice. When it comes to believing a certain things, that's a choice. And if you believe in Yeshua for who He says He is in the Bible, not somewhere else, and if you believe in as the word of the Bible being the word of God, well, that's your choice and what you're basing your belief system on. Yes, Christianity today has its issues. Yes, religion all around has its non-perfection ways. However, we have to first establish what we believe in as a so-called follower of Yeshua. What Yeshua are we following? Are we following another Yeshua, another Jesus, another gospel? Or are we following the one that's laid out to us in Scripture? This is essential to determine where we truly are. You know, New Age teachers today often use biblical words, Jesus, Christ, Spirit, love, forgiveness, miracles, awakening, and salvation. You know, they may give these words meanings that are very different than Scripture. So we have to be careful as we're listening to this of where these people are getting their information from. For those that discount the Bible as being the word of our Creator, saying it's corrupted, saying it's wrong, it's a sign that, okay, these might be loving people, but they're certainly not following the path I'm following as looking at Scripture as the word of our Creator. And I can understand how people can get deceived. And here's the lesson I had to learn, and I did learn. We might not agree with everything we read in Scripture. We might not agree with some of the events that took place or the ideas. And I could try to justify it all I want. Well, we weren't around at that time. We don't know how things really were. Or the culture was different. Or, you know, our Creator was at a reason for doing this thing. But our opinion doesn't change history. And you either believe the word of our Creator is real or it's not. And if you believe it's not real, then what are you believing in? And it's usually something that's written by another man that pleases the flesh. And something to do with this. I believe, and Torah Life Ministry believes, in the word of God as being the Scriptures. No, I do not understand it all. There are some things I really don't feel good about when I read the Scriptures. But I'm not saying the Scriptures are wrong. I'm saying it just, my eyes haven't been opened yet to what the meaning of that is yet. So even though I hear these words, or you might hear these words by certain teachers, you can't say automatically that they're going along with Scripture. We have to be careful in what we're defining today, you know, as Scripture. I guess a good question is, what is your Scripture? What is your Scripture? Because that's going to determine your belief system. Right there. What is your Scripture? And that's going to determine your belief system. Labels, calling yourself a Christian, a believer, a follower of Jesus, and all this. That's just a label. What Scripture do you follow and believe in is the real question. Are there teachings, are people teaching the biblical Yeshua or the biblical gospel or another Yeshua, another gospel? These are the questions when it comes down to this topic of, are you following a New Age path or not, we need to ask. Now, I want to give you some scriptures that are from the Bible that have not been turned around. And the first one is I want to give you is 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3 and 4. Paul warned in the Scriptures about another Jesus and another gospel. It says, "But I am afraid that just as the serpent deceived Eve with his cunning, your minds might be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Messiah. For if someone comes and proclaims another Yeshua, whom we did not proclaim, or you receive a different spirit whom you did not receive, or a different good news which you did not accept, you put up with that well enough." So, before I continue on this scripture, I must say that there are people out there that do not believe anything Paul wrote is good. They don't believe, and this is people that identify as Christians even, or as believers. They say, well, I just don't like what Paul wrote. Paul's words are part of Scripture. And some people say, well, how do we know what books were in there and what books weren't and so on? Yes, I agree. Some translations might have their shortcomings, but the people that wrote it in the Scriptures and the books that were chosen tells me all I need to do in terms of being a follower of the biblical Yeshua. And Paul, in my opinion, went right along with what Yeshua said. He didn't counteract it. And if it seems like he did, we just don't understand the situation or what was happening or Scripture. We just don't get it. We don't understand it. But when you break it down, Paul, who had an amazing testimonial, was right along with Yeshua. And this is one of the ways the enemy deceives people. I have to say this. It's really important. It's a big problem out there today. One of the first ways New Ages pull people away from the Bible is they get this idea in their mind that Paul was the antithesis to Yeshua in terms of Scripture. This is one of the first ways New Ages pull people out of, I don't want to say Christianity, but following the real Bible. And people say it because they've been deceived to believe by people nitpicking scriptures that, oh, well, Paul wasn't, you know, good, and he was against Yeshua, and that is one of the first steps. So when you see people talking against Paul and his writings and the authenticity of him being true and real follower of Yeshua and being right along with him, that's when the red flags need to go up, because this is really one of the first deceptions that are used to take people away from the true gospel of Yeshua. Now, in this scripture here that we just read, 2 Corinthians 11, verses 3 and 4, deception does not always reject Yeshua by name. So we have to understand that. Sometimes it tries to refine who Yeshua is. Just because they use the same vocabulary, it doesn't mean it's the same gospel. And there are these warning signs and about New Ages, and how the enemy works. And a teacher can say Jesus and still preach another Jesus. And it's often what's happening today. And the only way you know the real Jesus is by looking at the real scriptures. You know, and that's it. And I tell everyone, they say, what translation is the best? I say, if your translation says Yeshua is the one and only way to salvation, there's no other way, then even with the translation shortcomings, good. But if your translation changes who Yeshua is on any level and what he offers on any level, I'd be very weary of reading that so-called translation or that scripture. The Bible teaches one God, not that we are God. Remember that, folks, because some of these new ages out there try to teach that, you know, we are God and God's in all of us and we're all God and all this. The Bible I read and believe in teaches one God, and we are not God. Isaiah 45, verse 5 and 6 says, I am Yahweh, there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not known me, so they may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am Yahweh, there is no other. The New Age idea today talks about divine consciousness is in everyone. We need to discover the God within. Humanity needs to awaken to its divinity. That's not what the Bible says. So when you hear talk like that, your antennas need to go up. Now, most Christians, or a good amount of Christians, are aware of this. But there are borderline Christians, new Christians, or Christians that are going back and forth, and the enemy's really deceiving them. Then they start hearing stuff like this, and then they start drifting off into the New Age. The Bible teaches that Yahweh is God, and we are his creation. We are not God. We are his creation. Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5 says, the serpent said to the woman, You most assuredly won't die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. One of the oldest deceptions, folks, is the promise that men can become like God. Be careful with this. Be careful with this. Know your place. Know your order. Know the order of Yahweh. Now we look at another topic here, another scripture, to see how people are being deceived. Romans 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's it. That's what it says in the scriptures that I read in the Bible. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay? The New Age language might say something like illusion or ego or low consciousness, false perception or spiritual ignorance, or separation is only of the mind. And they put all these different words on it. I mean, I could spot this from a mile away, this New Age stuff. But a lot of people fall for this. And if you're watching this and you don't believe what I'm saying, if you believe it's just crap what I'm saying here, you fell for this. Be careful with teachers that pull this stuff. The Bible says we have sinned against Yahweh. John 3 verse 4, everyone practicing sin also practices lawlessness. Indeed, sin is lawlessness. Sin is not just a bad energy or incorrect thinking. It is lawlessness. That's what the Bible says. And you might say, well, I don't like the way that's... Well, then, nobody told you to like it. What you think about it is... How you feel about it is different. But do you think it's the Word of God or not is the question. You don't have to like it to believe it. But the thing is, Yeshua came to save us from sin. Hallelujah. Matthew 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yahshua, for he will save his people from their sins. Yeshua is, the name alone means the salvation of Yahweh. Yahweh's salvation. It fits it perfectly. Why did Yeshua come? That's what we need to ask. Not merely to show us a higher consciousness, or to teach us that we are divine, or correct our perception. Scripture says he came to save his people from their sin. And their sins will be wiped away from that. There are different systems out there that go against the word of our Creator. And there's New Age. Now, what really is New Age? It says New Age, but then there's other religions. Is every other religion a New Age? Not necessarily. There are some... belief systems out there or popular religions out there that are clearly different than the scriptures, and they'll completely admit that they are. But then there's the New Age that tries to blend the scriptures and tries to identify themselves as Christians and try to almost hijack the Christian Bible and the belief system and turn it around and change it. So you see these other religions, they clearly say, hey, this is what we believe, this is what we feel, and we don't believe in the Bible because this, and this. But the New Age is, you got to be careful with this. The New Age will be like, oh, well, we love Jesus, and Jesus loves us, and we believe in the Bible, and we believe in Jesus, and, you know, and then they throw, and they mix and blend all this stuff together, and it confuses people. And unless people have a good foundation and understand the scriptures, they really get lost. One of them is what became popular years ago was called A Course in Miracles. You know, A Course in Miracles, it became one of the most popular New Age teachings out there. And people that fall for this stuff, and there are teachers out there that seem, they can get a word out, and have some charisma, and people are following them. And if you want to call that another religion, that's one thing, but it's not Christianity. It's not from the Bible that I read. You know, A Course in Miracles, that system believes it. They believe, or at least they use words like Holy Spirit and forgiveness and salvation and atonement, and they use Jesus, but it's not from the Bible. They're changing the ideas. It gives many terms very different than what the scriptures say. It actually came from a woman who said she received an inner dictation identified as Jesus. You know, but that's not what scripture is. 1 John 4 verse 1 says, loved ones, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out unto the world. You know, a voice saying, I am Jesus, does not prove that the voice is Yahshua. We said the Bible says to test everything, and we have, thankfully, the scriptures, the real scriptures, to compare it to. A Course in Miracles or any other type of New Age doctrine that's like A Course in Miracles is not the same as the Bible. Let's look at what the New Ages here are saying about sin that you'll hear so you can identify this language and what the Bible actually says. So, of course, in miracles and all these New Ages systems say, sin is treated much more as an illusion, a mistaken perception, or a belief in separation. The Bible says in 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, we do not awaken sin by realizing it as it is unreal. We confess, we repent, we receive forgiveness, and we turn back to Yahweh and his ways. And one of the greatest ways to identify the New Age crap that's out there today, one of the most obvious signs is how we treat the most important part of all scripture, is the cross. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4 says, for I also passed on to you first of all what I also received, that Messiah died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. True gospel, Messiah died for our sins, he was buried and he rose again. Now he was put in a tomb, he wasn't actually buried, but the same concept. Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 6 says, but he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. The chastisement for our shalom was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. We are all like sheep that have gone astray. Each of us turned his own way. So Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of all of us. Folks, if, like the New Ages say, sin is only an illusion, the biblical meaning of the cross is destroyed. It's one or the other, and you choose your way. And sadly, many people are leaving the teachings of the scriptures because they're deceived. And this is how the enemy works. Creation. Genesis 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:31, so God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was good. You see, the Bible teaches Yahweh created the real world, creation was good, sin affected creation, and creation awaits restoration. Romans 8, verse 20 to 21 says, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from bondage to decay into the glorious freedom of the children of Yahweh. Creation is waiting for redemption, not for us to realize it never existed. You know, and then when people try to attack the Bible, they try to claim, well, there's lost gospels and all these different Bibles out there or different words. The common claims are the church hid this book or Rome removed the real teaching. This is what Yeshua really taught. And it says the Bible was corrupted, or the original Yeshua taught veganism and reincarnation or these mystical awakenings. The first question you should have when somebody tries to pull stuff like this on you is, where's the manuscript? How old is it? And can independent scholars inspect it? Is it quoted by early believers? And can the textual history be traced? Calling something the gospel does not make it, you know, scripture. At least the scripture I want to follow. When we understand scripture, we come to see through all of this. You know, so we can't mix truth with error. So hopefully people get this. Remember, Satan quoted scripture also. You know, in Matthew, then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the highest point of the temple. If you are Ben Elohim, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall command his angels concerning you, and upon their hands they shall lift you up, so that you may not strike your foot against a stone. And Yeshua said again, it is written, you shall not put Yahweh your Elohim in the to the test. Matthew 4, verses 5 to 7. You see, the enemy quoted scripture as well. As though it doesn't always prove that what they're quoting or the way they're using it is truth. It could often be twisted and taken out of context. We, as believers, are called to test everything, and that's what I'm calling you to do. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to the word, it is because there is no light in them. So we are to test teachers, prophets, visions, and dreams, and inner voices, and spiritual experiences. Test that, including the miracle claims and the lost books and the New Age teachings. So remember this, remember that, and it's something that we must get a foundation is, the true gospel. What is the true gospel? The true gospel does not discover your inner guard or raise your vibration, awakens your Christ consciousness, create your own reality and realize sin is an illusion. That is all New Age crap. When you hear stuff like that, you need to run the other way. The biblical gospel says Yahweh is God and we are his creation. We have sinned and Yeshua died and rose again for us. We must repent and believe and follow him. Acts 2 verse 38 says, Peter said to them, repent and let each of you be immersed in the name of Messiah Yeshua for the removal of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the set-apart Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When hearing a spiritual teacher, these are the questions we must see what they're saying. Who is Yeshua? Is he the Messiah? Is he God? Or is he merely an enlightened master? That should answer your question right there of what the source of this false gospel is being taught today.
Time reasons, we have to end the program here now on WCNO, but you can see the full video on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Jesus loves me.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.